Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, I want to thank you for tuning in to our show. If you're listening live and you would like to call in to the show, the call-in number for our guest is 1-347-826-7543. If you are listening to the archives and it's not Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call after the show at 757-567-6734. We are delighted to have you be a part of our program, and we love to hear from our listening audience. If you have questions or comments, you can leave me a comment on my Facebook page at Francine Humphrey. Just go to Facebook/Francine Humphrey or Issues Concerning Women. The name of the show is Issues Concerning Women, and I thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. We have some fantastic information to share with you tonight, so I hope that you will take the time to get your pencil and paper ready, because we're going to be talking about negotiating tonight. I know that that is something that we do on a regular, everyday basis. We do it every single day. We negotiate with our spouses, with our children, in a workplace, when we go to the grocery store, when we are just trying to get something settled. Most of the time when we think of the word negotiations, we kind of link it with a big corporation and some big multi-million dollar deal. But if you really, really look at your life, it consists of days and almost every day of negotiations. The song you were listening to is called Day by Day by Najee, and that's how we live, and our mantra is we're going to live day by day. We can't change yesterday. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we do know that today we are here in the land of the living, and we're going to do all that we can do to be positive, to be uplifting, to make a change in somebody else's life. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, just to tell you a little bit about our program, Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in financial goals, housing, and life skills. We are advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationships, and adult literacy programs. I'm the director, Francine Humphrey, of Issues Concerning Women, and I am dedicated to making a difference. I want to make a difference to every woman and her family. I want women to know that I am a voice for those that will otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women is created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. And that's Issues Concerning Women. So thank you so much. We are here to empower, to encourage, and to inspire. Tonight our show is about negotiations, and it's actually from the book, and the book is going to be coming out soon, Female Negotiations, by yours truly, Francine Humphrey. So I'm very excited about that. We're going to be finishing that up in the coming weeks. So please be looking forward, and I will start to put things on Facebook as we get closer and closer to that time. But tonight I have a few things that I have to do, public service announcements. So we want to let the families in Atlanta know, because I know I do have listeners in the Atlanta area. Anyone who was stuck out there in that snow and ice, I pray and have been praying for you and pray that you're safe tonight and that you're warm and home in your bed. I hope that everything is well in the Atlanta area and all along the East Coast. There was a storm, and it was a winter snowstorm, and a lot of ice was involved, a lot of accidents, a lot of people being misplaced for the evening, couldn't get home, but my heart goes out to you. I hope that you will be safe, be warm, and make good decisions about your life and your family. And we want you to know that here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, we are thinking of you tonight. Also, we want to say congratulations to one of my good friends, and he's a young man who's a friend of my son's. His name is Sean Silvers. He has just been awarded a promotion. He's in the armed services, and he's now Specialist Silver. So congratulations, Sean. Wanted to send a shout-out to you. Also, in history tonight, and this is a history-making moment, we want to say congratulations to Dr. Michael V. Drake, Chancellor of the University of California in Irvine. He has been nominated president of Ohio State University. It is the first time that the state's largest university system will be headed by African American. Dr. Drake, 63, will be the 15th president of Ohio State. So we salute you as well, Dr. Drake. So congratulations. If you have any public service announcements that you want me to share on my show, please email them to me or send them to me on Facebook. Again, that's Facebook, / Francine Humphrey or / Issues Concerning Women. And I'll be more than happy to share them with you. Also tonight, we want to send out a shout-out to Ms. Rebecca L. Pierce of Richmond, Virginia. She has been nominated for literary awards for 2014 by the AAMBC. Now, if you would like to vote for her, even though she's been nominated, she still has to go through the process of winning. And you can do this on Google Drive. Nominate her for the Female Author of the Year or Reader's Choice Award for Murder on Second Street. Now, Ms. Rebecca Pierce is on Facebook, so if you don't know who she is and you have not read any of her books, please do so. She's also in line for a nomination for Sex Lies and Shoeboxes and the soon-to-be-released The Secret Life of Lucy Bossman. This is a phenomenal writer. She's in the Richmond, Virginia, so she's one of our homegirls, so we want to send a shout-out to her tonight. We have a lot to talk about. I want to thank you for tuning in to the show. I hope that you have your pencils and paper ready, because tonight we are going to be talking about female negotiations. So get ready. We'll be back in just a few seconds to start Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Well, I'm back. I'm Francine Humphrey. If you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We thank you again for being with us. For my longtime listeners, I want to say thank you so very, very much for being a part of the program. I could not do the show without you. It's just not my show. It's your show as well. I have hundreds and thousands of listeners. I thank you. I've been on Blog Talk Radio since 2008. So this is the beginning of a new year. We're in the 30th day of the month of January 2014. So I'm very, very excited to still be on Blog Talk Radio. And I also have one more announcement to make, which I'm very, very proud of. Beginning on February the 6th, I will be going back to local radio on 1270 AM, TJV, and I may be saying that wrong, but I know it's 1270 AM on your dial. On 1270 AM, I will be coming to you from 1245 PM Eastern Standard Time to 1 PM, the first and the third Thursday of the month. So starting February the 6th at 1245 PM, which is usually your lunch break, and if you're in your car and you live in Hampton Roads, please tune in to Faith Break. This is going to be 15 minutes of, again, uplifting, dynamic, empowerment conversation, words of encouragement, public service announcements, what's going on in Hampton Roads. I want to keep you informed, and I want to be a part of your weekly life. We are hoping to extend the program. We don't know, but we're doing a test run for a few months to see how it's going to go. I love radio. Anybody knows me knows that I do. I started with a local station, 1350 AM, back in 2001. I had the awesome pleasure of meeting Ed Everett and Yolanda Hinton at an event. And Yolanda Hinton is the CEO of Crystal Records here in Virginia Beach. Ed Everett is the account manager for 1270 AM. And they came up to me after I did a lunching engagement and asked me, had I ever thought about doing radio? And, of course, no, it had never crossed my mind. Didn't think I had a radio voice, but okay. They, you know, wanted to meet with me, talk to me, and tell me what it was all about. Now, you know, sometimes when you are approached by someone that you don't know, at first you might be thinking, you know what, this is probably something I shouldn't be doing, or maybe, you know, I don't know what it's about, maybe I can't afford it, oh, it sounds like it's going to cost a lot of money. But, you know, when they came to me and talked to me, and finally we did get together, it wasn't about that at all. It was about what I was doing, what I had to bring to the community, what they thought that I could bring to the table, and thought that I would be a good fit with the radio programming that they were doing in Hampton Roads. So since that time, we have been very close business associates, even I can even say more than that, very close to each other. We support each other in all our endeavors. And I'm going to have Yolanda Hinton on the show within the next 2 weeks, and we're going to try to put that together. She has just written her first book about bullying. So we definitely want to have her on the show. And it's cute book. It's for children, children's books. And I know that you will enjoy her. She is also a radio personality. She has a new song. She's a singer. Nationally known singer, as a matter of fact, and I'm proud and privileged to have her as my friend. So there's a lot going on in Hampton Roads, Virginia, but we want you to stay tuned to the coming weeks, and you get the opportunity to meet Yolanda Hinton. So on February the 6th, 2014, I will be on 1270 AM for 15 minutes, the Faith Break. So please tune in to my show. Please support the show. It is going to be an awesome time for me, and as I say, and anybody that knows me knows that I love radio. Give me a mic, and it is on. Okay, so tonight we want to talk about the female negotiator. My business partners and I have put together some strategic systems that we know that will help you in your everyday life. And when we talk about negotiations, I mentioned earlier that we oftentimes think of, you know, the million-dollar deals or the big money-making ideas that are being brought to the table. But tonight I want to talk about the female negotiator. What does she bring to the table? What does she look like? What is it that we are still afraid of as women? I've interviewed several men for the book. I've interviewed women for the book. And things that I found that are quite interesting to me, and I hope that you find them interesting as well. Negotiation is not about always about the big deal. It is our everyday life. It's about how we put things together and bring them to the forefront. It's about being able to look at a situation, seeing how it may be difficult because we don't know both sides of the story, but trying to figure out how I can get what I want and you can get what you want. And if you do those two things and bring the two together, and then you have the formula for negotiations. So tonight I want to talk about some things that happen when women get at the table. And I'm going to use some different examples, and I hope that this can help somebody with a situation that they may be in or a situation that they may be facing. The one thing that we have to realize that when we're negotiating, and it takes two people to negotiate, not to have an argument, but actually have a negotiation. And the great thing about it is, can you walk away with what you want?
Excuse me.
And you can do that if you have some negotiating skills. So you must think about what it is that you want. And to do that, you have to know before you even get to the table. You can't wait until you sit down to determine what your desire is. There's one thing that told by Dr. Heywood Horton, when I asked him about females and their negotiating skills, and the one tip that he gave me, you must be prepared. You must know what your alternatives are. You must be willing to agree, and you must be willing to walk away. And that just really struck a chord with me, because as women, we want to be able to fix things, because you know our makeup is that we're nurturers, we're the fixer, we're the one that puts everything together, we're the one that can rise above any situation, the high road, when we're in the negotiating seat. But we must think about what it is that we want before we ever get to the negotiation table. So once you think about that, and you also must think about what is your bottom line. And if you have a set, determined bottom line in place, then you should not change that. You should be able to place your ideas on the table and know that if you can't get what you want and what you think is a good idea at the time, may not be a good idea 6 months from now or 5 years from now, then you must be willing to walk away and that you'll be better off. Because you know what we always say, if God opens the door for you, and that door closes, another window or door will be open. So be willing to walk away if you can't get what you want from the bottom line. One of the other things about negotiations is that we must be prepared. Be prepared long before you have to be in the situation where you are going to be stressed out. If you're not prepared, you're going to be fumbling for words. You're going to lose interest in the other party, and they're going to lose interest in you. Why? Because you're not bringing your A game to the table. So you always want to go with your A game, but you always want to have a backup plan as well. And the other thing is that you must ask for what you want. In any negotiation, you must ask for what you want. I saw the cutest thing on Facebook today. It was a note that a mother had written to her child. And told the child that I've taken your PlayStation, the little clicker things, and I can't think of the name of them right now, the little things you push the buttons on. I know you guys know what I'm talking about, they play games. I really don't play games, so I can't think of it. But they had taken those away from the child until the child did some things. And the mother's list wasn't that long. She wanted the child to clean their room the way that she would clean it and approve of. She wanted them to put their clothes away, pick them up off the floor, put the clean clothes in the drawers where they belong, the dirty clothes in the dirty clothes, not leave their towels on the floor. And the list went on and on and on. So you get the picture, okay? And then at the bottom of the list, the mother said, and once you do the above things, that I will give you back your clickers. And I'll call them clickers, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So this is a form of negotiation. Why? Because there are two sides and two counterparts. One wants one thing. The other one may not really truly understand what the other person wants, but they have some idea of what they want. So when the mother brought her list to the table, she was prepared with what she wanted. She knew that she would not back down. She knew her bottom line. And she knew that she would be willing to walk away with those clickers if her child didn't do what she asked her to do. Same thing happens when you're in a business deal. If you're prepared and you go with your list of, if it's a, let's say it's a job interview and you're interviewing for a career, and you go with a list of things that you want for this job, things that you, a list of things you think will be expected of you for this job, then you're prepared, a list of questions for your interviewer. The interviewer is going to have a list of questions for you, what they want to see in you, what they will expect from you. And then the bottom line is going to be the salary that you will receive if you are chosen for this job. Now, the key thing here is there are two people at the table, both with their list, both knowing what they want, both being prepared, questions to get the right answers. But then there's one more thing that they need to do. To get the results that you want, you do not negotiate issue by issue. What you negotiate with is your package. So you might be thinking, what do you mean by that? You know what you bring to the table when you're going for a job interview. You know that you're the top in your class. You're the best that your company has ever had, that you are a previous company. You may not be working there, or you may even still be working there. You know that you have X, Y, and Z skills. You know that you are an innovator. You know that you are prepared. You know social media, and that may be one of the things that the company is looking for. You've done your research. You researched the company. You know what their logistics are. You know who the CEO is. You know who the human resources manager is. You come with the whole package, and you come with your A-game, because the interviewer has already researched you. They know who you are. They know your background. They've seen your resume. They know what school you went to. They know your grade point average. They know where you live. They probably Googled your home and, you know, see what kind of house you live in. They know what kind of car you drive. They've done a background check to make sure that you're the kind of person that they want to have on their team. They know everything about you. So to make the negotiation equal, you have to be just as prepared as they are. And then you have to present the whole package to the person that you're sitting with. And then you have to ask for what you want. And the negotiation comes to a halt when one of you is not prepared and one of you don't ask for what you want, because both sides have to do the same things. So women increase their chances when they go to the table knowing their own benefits, knowing what they can bring to the team, and knowing what they're willing to walk away from. If you don't have these strategic systems in place, you need to learn how to do that. Because as women, so many times, we are overlooked for higher salaries because we don't ask. We don't do the bottom line. We don't ask the question. We don't try to make some changes and turn some things around. So, three questions to prepare women to enter a negotiation. The first one is, why are you asking? How will my situation or desired outcome benefit my counterpart, my team, or my organization? So what you have to think about is, why are you asking for X amount of dollars? Or why are you asking for this package deal? And you have to have a good reason why. When you're sitting with the interviewer, you have to know, you have to know why you're there, what you want, and why you're asking for the amount that you're asking for. The second thing you must do is figure out, how are you going to ask for it? You have to have a strategic plan when you are asking for something. Are you asking issue by issue, or are you asking for the whole package and requesting what you want and staying away from single issue negotiations? Because you don't want to negotiate just for your salary and you don't say anything about your vacation plan, your retirement fund, your maternity leave. You want to ask for everything all at once. And then the third thing you must do, for whom are you asking? If you are able to achieve these desired outcomes, who else will benefit? For whom are you asking? Are you asking just for you? Is it for your own self-indulgence? Or are you asking and presenting the proposal for you and your family, for you and your group, for you and your organization? When you're asking, think about how your proposal benefits them as well. Because what happens is, and so many times as women, we don't go to the table thinking about, how will this affect my life? How will this benefit me? What if I get laid off 6 months from now? What kind of package am I going to have? If my family is now going to be dependent on me to bring in X amount of dollars, then I need to have a package that's going to sustain me through the rest of the year. Because as you know now, if you lose your job, it's taking 6 months to a year to find a new job. So you need to bring everything to the table that you want. Negotiations is more than a salary decision. And many of us are always thinking about the contract part of it. Instead, think of situations at work. What is going to be required for you of this job and from you? Do you have to travel? Do you have to dress a certain way? What are they expecting from you? So go to the table knowing what you need, knowing what you have to ask for, why you're asking for it, how you're asking for it, and for whom you're asking for it. And if you do these three things, ladies, and gentlemen too, we're not leaving you out. But the name of the book is called The Female Negotiator. So I'm directing this to the women, but anything that I talk about, the men can use it as well. You just turn it around. And the one thing that I want to share with you all tonight that I found out in my research, when women are negotiating across the table for a man, the man is usually pretty hard on her because he wants to ask her the hard questions. So women, what do you have to do? You have to be prepared with the right answers to the hard questions. And then on the flip side, when women are interviewing other women, they're even harder. And why is that? Why do you want to make your sister uncomfortable? Because you want to know if this is the kind of woman that can sustain and stand up for herself and ask for what she wants in any situation. So think about that for a moment. Well, I hope you have enjoyed the show tonight. I have about 20 seconds before I have to end the show. Tonight the show was about female negotiators. That's the name of my book, so please be looking for it. I'm going to be posting some things on Facebook, and it's The Female Negotiator by Francine Humphrey. It will be out soon. I hope that you enjoy the show. I am so very, very pleased to be a part of your life on Thursday nights. Please tell a friend about issues concerning women. This is our radio talk show where we are here to empower, to encourage, and to inspire. Good night, and God bless.